All right. Well, whew. It's been a while. It's been a minute. 2 weeks.
2 whole weeks.
Yeah. It's a lot been going on. Apologize for not recording or putting anything up, but you guys have been listening or watching to Think Out Loud. There's a lot of things that we have going on the channel, not missing us. But do apologize to the 4 or 5 people that listen to us. Yeah, with everything going on, kind of a, I don't know about you, but it's been quite a transition with most states actually opening up now, kind of saying, yeah, we're done with this, or, you know, the vaccine seems to be going well, or at least most people are getting it to the point where most states can say, yeah, we're ready to reopen for business. I think I saw a map and it was like most of the states that were halfway open were just the West Coast. It was like five or six states, including California, and everybody else was like blue, which means that they're fully opened.
Oh, okay.
Which is great. Yeah, yeah. There was like the ones that still have the restrictions, which was like basically no one. Then there was like half of them were good, half of them were bad, yeah. Or are still kind of locked down, which is mostly the West Coast, and then everybody else is blue, which means all these colors, man. I think we talked about it last time. All these tears
so
and stuff.
Stupid.
I'm more of the green, good, red, bad. They would have just stayed with that.
Traditional,
I think it would've been great.
You know,
yeah.
What everybody understands.
Everybody understands. But yeah, with going, at least for me, now we've kind of transitioned. I thought it was funny because the last 2 weeks, one of the reasons we actually hadn't been recording or haven't been doing as much, it was because we're transitioning to going back to the office, like some people have. And it's weird because everybody's been waiting for that to like, okay, let's go resume the things that we were doing before. Mm. But now I'm like, oh, this is going to take a little bit.
Didn't we talk about that? Didn't you say you'd rather work from home though? Or do you,
no,
you want to go back
I
to the
rather
office?
Work from the office. Oh, okay. I was a big, because telework has existed, not, you know, the pandemic wasn't anything new.
Right.
Telework has existed. It's just, I've always been like, nah, I don't like, it's not even a trust thing. A little bit it is, because let's be honest, not everybody's, if people are working from home, it's not like they're working the 8 hours.
Oh, of course not. No,
maybe
no
some are,
crazy.
But come on.
No, there's nobody.
Yeah, there's like
nobody isn't going to take advantage
percent.
Of
yeah,
being
at home.
Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
So when people have always, like when we got in those requests, are like, you know, can I get on a Friday? Can I get like go, you know, work from home? It's like on a Friday. So that's a long weekend. Like that didn't cross
long
your mind?
Weekend?
Like, oh, I didn't even notice. Like, you sure? I've never been a big fan of that. But so I know, I was like, come on. So when we started teleworking, that was a big issue for me. Cause I was just like, I don't like working from home. Cause, and then imagine, right. It was the same thing that I think most people experienced, which was, and was horrible for internet providers, was that, oh, we didn't even think that many people were going to be home using
that shit. Yeah.
Cause they hadn't been used to it. I know, right? So, and imagine being, oh God, and being on the same like secure, like, you know, with people using VPN and stuff, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody being on the same VPN, like it's so slow to get anything done. Now we're kind of transitioning back to the office. I think a lot of people are, but it's still something that you have to get used to because for the last year you've been doing it. So kind of just getting your schedule right.
What is it? Did you like bring equipment from your office to your house? Is that
no? There was we had the option like towards I think halfway through they were like, you know, to anybody that has watched me stream, I've said it like I think in every stream, I am blind. I am like it's only getting worse throughout the years, so I can't see. And we have these small laptops, so they started. A lot of people from, especially from like my coworkers were like, hey, I need another screen. Like at work, we have like 2 or 3 screens.
Mm-hmm.
and regular laptop desktop screens, so you're able to at least see, like, you open up a document, you open up something, you know. They started issuing, like,
turn your head and see.
Turn your head, right? Yeah. And if you have multiple things going,
yeah, you can have multiple things up, like, all over the place. Yeah,
makes it 100 times easier. So they started actually issuing, like, okay, fine, we'll give you guys like an extra one for home, because we know that people need to have, and we have a lot of, like, older people in our organization. We're just you know, you guys can't see that well. So let's
give you guys another screen. Ageism in that office, huh?
No, no, not at all. We're not discriminating.
Air quotes.
So, yeah, no, it's so it's been kind of a transition to get back into the workplace. But I haven't seen it here a lot, which I haven't seen a lot of change. What I mean is, and that's why I was going to ask you, like, how do you now, probably your image hasn't changed on, or your perception of LA, but now that, I think I was talking to David, I think like a week ago, and we were saying there's a lot of things open now, like almost everything is kind of reopened. Have you seen a difference between what's been going on?
Yeah, I went to, two weeks ago, I had to go to Florida really quick for the weekend. So I left while they had just reopened outdoor dining.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I left and I came back and a friend of mine picked me up from the airport. And as we're driving, I was like, hey, man, let me pay you back. Let me, like, buy you breakfast, because I was an early morning flight. So I landed at 9:30 or something. So he picks me up at 9:45 and I was like, yo, let me repay you, buy breakfast or whatever. He's like, okay. So we go to House of Pies and,
great spot.
Yeah. You know, I walk in expecting, just whatever, we'll get a table outside, no big deal. And, there were some people sitting in a booth right here, but I was like,
inside,
no masks, chilling. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, whatever, they probably work here, they're on a break, whatever, let them do their thing. So I walk in a little bit more and I look to the right where the main dining area is with all the booths and tables and stuff. And there was a few people that kind of scattered around. I was like, wait a second. Is this real? Is this real?
Because I mean, something is off.
Yeah, you know, it was the East Coast. Everything is basically open over there.
Yeah.
So coming back, expecting for it to be still completely shut down, I was blown away. I was just like, and you know what? I'm actually glad House of Pies was the place that I went to discover it, because, you know, you don't need a big spectacle. You just, like, you know, it's a nice place, super chill. And
it is a nice place. Yeah, if you guys are in LA, I think it's
a landmark, I think, isn't it? It's on Franklin and something. Franklin. I don't know what the cross street is. And I'm like, I would look it up.
Western. I think it's
there
Western.
There you go. That's it.
Yep.
And so, yeah.
I still got it.
We get in there. What's it called? Yeah, and the dude was just like, yeah, you guys, how many? I'm like, yeah, a table for two. Inside, I guess. And he was inside? Like, yeah, sure, right this way. So he sits us down, and I was like, this is fucking great. Oh, my God. It's awesome. Because everything was
now
fine.
You do need to do the, like, you know, with that question. Of, like, and before it was, like, inside if possible, if it was, like,
you know,
if
what's
it was
funny?
Full
yeah.
or anything like that.
So with that same friend, we hung out the other day, and we went to Wood Ranch Grill, something like that.
Whatever. Yeah, Wood Ranch. Yep.
Yeah. Fucking, by the way, not the best place, but anyway,
it's one of the only, I know it because it's one of the only barbecue real
yeah exactly places yeah because he came yeah because he was coming, like, I called him the other day and we're like, yo, let's go grab lunch or something. So he comes over and I was like, well, let's not go to the same places we always go to, because there's an Irish pub on Hollywood Boulevard and we just kind of go there just because it's convenient, like, he'll park here and we'll just walk our happy asses over there. Fucking couple of Irish car bombs, few fucking shots or whatever, and then they have, like, garbage ass, you know, bar food. And so I was like, well, let's switch it up. I looked this shit up. We go over there and we get inside and I was talking to the hostess. She's like, you know, how many for two, this and that. And there was no mention of inside or outside. I just assumed, because there's all these people inside, that she would give us, it was going to be inside. And usually when there is the option of sitting outside, they'll ask you to say, you know, do you prefer inside or outside?
Yeah,
that didn't happen. So she just said two. Okay, cool, 15 minute wait. And we're like, all right, we'll wait outside. We come back inside and she just automatically takes us, like, through the whole fucking thing to the outside and gives us a table. And I was just like, I was so confused. I was like, what are we second class citizens? Why did you immediately take us outside? Why didn't we even get offered indoor? but like, I don't know.
I was just thinking right now. I was like, I haven't been to a lot of places in LA where I'm like, they've asked me. Maybe I'm just going to the wrong spots. But where they ask me like, which one do you want? Usually,
we is that not a thing here?
We make the distinction of like inside. Well, obviously, not during the pandemic, but before that, we would say inside because I don't like, unless it's like literally a really nice day, there's not a lot of wind, it's sunny outside, and there's shade, then this has to be specific requirements for me to eat outside. I do not like eating outside. So I always say, like, okay, if it's a place like that, because I know they have outdoor seating, we'll always make the inside. I don't want to talk to you if it's anything outside.
But it was just so weird that she just straight took us to the back, no questions or anything.
And we
just
might be a habit too. Like,
yeah, no, I don't accept that as an excuse. Okay, for her. If she had said that was like, oh, I'm sorry, it's out of habit. I'm like, well, pull your head out of your ass. Okay, you got all these other fucking people sitting inside.
It's gonna take people a minute.
Listen. If it's your job, come on, wake up.
Yeah, it's gonna take. Come on. I'm pretty sure in the beginning they were taking you inside. And they're like, what am I doing?
No, but like, they gotta take you outside. It wasn't like. There was other people there. There was plenty of people sitting inside.
Did you go to the one in the Grove?
Yeah, we went to the Grove.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there?
Yeah, I don't like the outdoor seating on that.
No, you know what? To be honest, it was fine because we had like a nice. It was like. It was chill. There were less people outside, and there was like spaced out enough that it wasn't like, you know, too loud.
Yeah, I sat last time I was there. I actually sat outside. They put us outside. Obviously,
It was like 88 degrees, which.
That's the difference. It was so cold last time I was there.
Oh, okay. I mean, like, it wasn't bad, and we were sitting in the shade and everything, but
yeah,
it's just like, dude, indoor dining is back open. I didn't think I'd have to.
We've done that whole thing as well. Like, if we see that they're going outside, they're like, we ask, is there nothing indoors?
Yeah,
especially in that big place, there must have been.
There's plenty of seats.
Yeah.
Plenty of seats. I don't know what the hell it was. Maybe it's because, you know, I went with a friend of mine, and he's not the best looking, so.
That's true. Do you want to put the Uggos in the back?
Because when you want to sell produce, you don't put the rotten ones up front. You put the really fresh ones, the ones that look very nice, very presentable. Put those up front.
What was that episode of The Office where he's like, all right, let's put the pretty people in front.
Oh, yeah, Dwight. He's like, Stanley. A few of you have to get liposuction.
Liposuction.
You will not be reimbursed. I'm going to choose at random. Stanley, Phyllis, Kevin. Stanley, Phyllis, Kevin. You will not be reimbursed.
You will not be reimbursed. Oh, man. That is great.
Good stuff.
There is a story that I wanted to talk about. Hmm. Something that I saw that I found very, very interesting, and that just might be me. Have you heard about the Lil Nas X shoes? Have you heard about
them? They've come across my news feed. The last thing I heard was that Nike was suing him because they did not endorse this product.
Yeah, that was the fastest anybody ran. I think to the.
But can you? But like, fill me in though, because I don't know the whole story. Oh. I just know he's an idiot, and I would.
So yeah, because he came out with. So he has a history. Because I'm also not in with the.
He's also the one that got the tits though, right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was the thing. I was listening to another podcast, and that they were. I don't know if it was like a joke order, but I even looked it up. As much as I fucking, he needs to be dead. But whatever, that's not the point. I looked it up because they were. They opened the show like, dude, like Lil Nas got tits. He's like, the other guy's like, whoa, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, he got tits. Like, seriously. So he pulls it up, goes on Google on his phone, pulls it up, and he's like, look, I don't even listen to him, but like, it's just. He just randomly apparently did that, and just like it was just a whatever thing. Just got fake tits on himself, and that's it. And then I looked it up. I just looked up like Google. Put it on Google, and it came up, and I was just like, "That's all I need. I don't need any more information than that." Obviously, something is wrong with this kid.
That is crazy. Oh wait, I'm gonna enter Google. ad here. I'm not gonna do that.
So that kid's got some fucking issues, obviously, going on upstairs, and now and he's a Satan worshiper now, and he's doing
well.
So yeah, what was the thing about the shoes? Yeah,
because I wasn't trying to run him into the ground. It was just,
I'm happy to.
Okay, well that's why I got you here. Because he has like, yeah, there's a history about between like him and the church about, you know, the way the church feels about a certain type of demographic, worship, if we will. Like, you know, sexual orientation or preference.
Is he gay?
Yeah, so I think he's openly.
Yeah, you have. I called that a long ass time ago. Whatever. Nobody listens.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing. It's like I can see his point of view from there because I believe the same thing. It's nobody's business. If he wants to do whatever he does, that's on him. So I guess he's been doing things, I guess, like to troll or like in spite of that. Mm-hmm. And that's what his like new shoes are. Like, I don't think he actually, and I think like one of his attorneys said, like, he doesn't actually worship Satan. It was just kind of like a F you. And just kind of to get, obviously, as everybody does now, it's a lot of attention and people riding with
validation,
him.
Of course.
Right. So he came out with these shoes. And like I said earlier, like I saw them very quick the first time I saw them. And I can't see that well. So I only saw the color scheme, which is red and black.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I'd wear these. Cause that's a good combination. I was like, they're very nice. Like they got the red. So they're, Nike Air Maxes. So they got that bubble in the back, right? That like plastic bubble that's like on the sole.
On the bottom?
On the bottom, right?
Okay.
Which I've never been a big fan of, but it was like red. That's red. That part is red. And then the shoe itself is like black, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's not bad. Black and red goes. I don't care what people say. It's a good color. It's a good color scheme. And then looked into it a little bit more. I don't know if you've seen them completely.
I only saw an image of like them inside of a box with the boxes open. But like as soon as I read the title, I was like, nah, go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me.
Anything you tell me is going to be news to me. I mean, I kind of forgot because from what I remembered, the color, it was mostly red, like the. I don't know.
No, it's actually mostly black. Okay. Yeah. All red. So I send you a picture just so that you can see what I'm seeing.
Let's see this bad boy. Right. Boom. Here they are.
They're mostly black. So I didn't see this, right? This is not the picture that I saw because after I saw that, once you see this picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get the if you see towards the back, you see the 666.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the first thing I saw.
Yeah, right.
I saw that, and then I saw Luke 10:18.
So there's a slash that means so that's six before the Trinity there. Is the the number of pair that was made. So there was only going to be 666 pairs. Right. So that's the sixth one made, I guess. Then you got the Luke quote, which is talking about. That Satan fell,
mm-hmm.
right? And then which I believe...
I'm not that well-versed with the Bible, so...
Me neither. I had to look it up. I've strayed
okay, I was gonna
very
look it up
far
after
away
like, what
from the...
So what's 10:8? What's Luke 10:18? I was going to look it up after, but that's fine.
No, I had to look it up
you
after.
You like those,
I was
though?
Like, oh, okay,
you would cool. wear those? I wouldn't wear
no,
them.
No, I wouldn't. I think these, ugly. No.
But this right? is the one you were talking about.
That's what I'm saying. So
when I first
looked at them, it was almost like a flash to me. So I saw them from my TV, which is fucking.
I know what you mean, but I think that close, right? Even in a flash, I don't think I'd be like.
Yeah, they didn't have this stuff. I mean, it's black and red. I don't think they're bad. And most of my shoes tend to be black, just because black just
like,
goes with everything.
I don't
everything.
Like the wavy, like where it's on the top, where it's kind of like.
Yeah, that looks a little. Now that I'm looking at it with detail, obviously I can criticize it more. But when I first saw them,
I would
like, not bad.
To be honest, it's I would criticize it as soon as somebody told me like Lil Nas made shoes. I'm instantly gonna criticize. I'm like, I bet they look like shit. Here you go.
Right, and then they have the pentagram. If you see it on the I don't know why I'm pointing
on
at
the,
like,
right
on
the top.
You're right there with me. Is it right here?
It just opened up right there.
And it has so the you see the bottom right, that's red, and that's actually liquid.
All right. Didn't they? I think I remember. I thought I saw somebody talking about like that. They thought it was like pig's blood or some shit like that.
No. It was like confirmed that it has. I think he said it himself in the manufacturer because he partnered up with Mischief.
This is not. Nike. Why would they think that this is okay? Why would they think that and Nike would just not do anything about
they
this?
They put like one cc, which I don't know how much one cc is of blood, but it has human blood in it. It has right. one cc of human blood in it.
Okay, good. They're very, very smart individuals, I gotta say.
Really. Right? I mean, just looking at it, obviously the, you know, community of Christians have an issue with it. I have an issue with it. The way now that I'm looking at it, I was just the way it looks. I was like, why? This is not even that great.
Mm-hmm.
And also putting, I don't want to, like I said, I've strayed far away from the church. I still don't mess with like the paranormal stuff. I'm not superstitious, but I am a little titious. So I don't mess around with that stuff. I'm like, I don't care if it's fake. I'm not wearing these.
I'm the same, dude. I don't fuck around. I've never played with a Ouija board. None of that shit. Oh. My buddies were to like try to get me to fucking join in. I'm like, nope. I'll go home. I don't give a shit.
Oh, they're yeah. Like, people that actually.
I've straight up left. Yeah, I'm not. Listen. No. I don't. Look. All right. I just don't fuck with it. You know, I'd rather just not. Like, we were hanging out one time and it wasn't late and it wasn't early for like, I think it was like a weekday, whatever. It was like 10 or almost 11. We drank a little bit, and then we were kind of bored, and one of my buddies was like, oh, let's break out the Ouija board. I was like, that's my cue. All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow. They're like, oh, come on. Don't be a bitch. I'm like, bro, fuck you.
For
you
somebody be, to you say get it possessed? That casual, though?
Yeah.
Like it was Monopoly? let's just take it out. Right
Monopoly
here.
Is fucking serious. Monopoly is that's more fucking serious
almost
than
as,
fucking
as
a Ouija
close
board.
To that. As,
but, yeah, it was just – and they've had – like, well, they tell me this story. I don't know if it's true or not, but they told me about like an experience that they had playing with the Ouija board one time.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I was just like, so after this little incident that happened, like, wouldn't you think like maybe it's not a good idea to fuck with this thing? Maybe throw it away or get rid of it and just don't fuck with it again. They're like, ah, no, that's okay. Blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. But those are,
I don't give a shit.
I mean, they're great for like horror movies. Like they always make that joke. That's like, why are you going to investigate, why don't you run away? Like that's because that would be, if I was in that movie, that's if it was a documentary, that's exactly what it would be. It's like, I don't live here anymore. I'm not.
Plus, you know,
I'm
the
not
thing
doing
about
this.
The thing about the Ouija board is like, I'll never believe it if other people have their hands on that little the triangle.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, yeah. So
if anybody else is touching it, I'm not. I don't believe it. I'm always gonna think like, no, you're manipulating it. Like you're the one that's moving it. They're like, but you can feel the resistance. Yeah, that's you, bitch. Don't tell me that this is these are spirits. Take your hands. We'll both take our hands off of it and ask it a yes or no. Because I know on the board there's a yes or no thing. So you just, why do your hands have to be on it? I'll just be like, I'll ask a question. I mean, I never will. But if I was so inclined, I'd be like,
yeah, no.
Did you have a good day today? And then just let it go to yes or no on its own. Well, you don't need me to touch it, right? You have your spiritual powers. Go ahead.
They're strong enough. They don't need my.
They're very strong. Yeah.
They don't need my hands
little touch.
On that.
You don't need the touch of my little flesh from my finger to give it life to go
you
to
yes or
no.
You got the touch of the other side to give you that.
Yeah,
that
you're a little bit more powerful on that side. I think.
You got all the dimensions on your side. Yeah, no, I'm living on one side.
Fuck that. But yeah, that's the kids.
It's crazy.
Honestly, I think if anything. If we don't want to dance around it, this is probably a person who is more likely to commit suicide.
All right, so let me...
Somebody with these problems? I mean, come on.
Well, so there has been, like, some fans that have been saying, obviously, like, you know, that those fans that you get that are, like, ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, no, what are you guys doing? You guys censoring him, et cetera, et cetera. That's another way to keep people down. Whatever.
Oh, boy.
But I wanted to get your perspective, right, on the fact that, because I thought about this, because I think they also, like, had, either in the past or with this, had asked him, but I know they've definitely asked other artists, like, or told other artists, like, you have a responsibility to an audience, right? Especially if your audience is younger, to not do things like this or put out music that you do, you know, saying, like, talking about drugs or sexual stuff, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
in your view, especially, you know, upcoming actor will probably see you. You probably don't know him because he goes by Grinch. You might already have seen him.
Who knows?
Is it, as an artist, would it be like, because actors have the same kind of, I guess, dubbed responsibility of saying, like, well, what you are featured in and, you know, the stuff that you kind of put out there, it's your responsibility. Do you actually think, in your view, that artists like these have a responsibility to an audience, or is it more like, I'm just doing what I need to do to get money or get paid or have a job?
I feel like it's different because that lane is... When it comes to playing a character, you can't judge what the character does because that's going to influence how you play it. You know what I mean? Like, for example, if I was going to play, you know, a wife, like a physically abusive husband, right? I would never do that in real life. But if, like, that's what the role calls for, then, like, that's what you got to do to get the truth out of it. You know what I mean? But when it comes to, like, singers and shit like that, it's, like, kind of different because you can't separate because... What they're putting out is what their thoughts are, right?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes, because there's, I think we talked about it last time when people, like, first artists pop off or something. Nowadays, I see it more nowadays. It might, you know, I might just be biased because I like the stuff that was coming out before when I was coming out. But
oh, me too. Yeah,
they had characters, right? Like they come out with a character exactly. just to kind of first get their foot on the door, and then it's like, the okay, now I'm kind of transition.
Yeah, and the thing about that is there were, you know, different rappers that I've heard who I liked and respected that have said like, yeah, no, this is just music. It's not like, this isn't like actual thing. Like I'm not going around fucking shooting up neighborhoods and shit. Like why the fuck would I do that? I'm rich. And one of the things, 50 Cent, by the way, is one of my favorite rappers too, because he just, one of his lines in one of his songs is like, you know, I ran away from this bitch and I'd never come back if I could. Yeah, no shit. Because you have these other fucking hip hop guys that are like talking about, yo, I love the hood. I'll stay here forever, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, you won't. Why are you lying? You're going to make fucking $50 million dollars and hang out in your shitty neighborhood in your little tiny house? No. You're going to fucking move out. You're going to move to a decent neighborhood where you're not hearing fucking police sirens every fucking night. You know?
Now reinvesting into the community.
But like now it's like all it is. I haven't heard. I mean, I don't listen to hip hop anymore. But like from what I have been hearing, it's all just that. It's all people trying to stick to their like, no, I'm going to be rich, but I'm going to stay rich in the hood. I'm going to fucking roll up in like a Lamborghini to my fucking shitty house.
I mean, logically, it's not.
That's like, yeah, no. Yeah. So no, I don't know. I feel like it's different because if you're watching a movie, you should be able to understand that this is an actor. So this isn't their actual, unless it's like the actor, you know, unless they're like the writer, producer, director, and star, and it's like something very serious. It should be easy to be able to separate that. Like, oh no, so this is this actor and he's just playing this character. That doesn't mean that Robert De Niro is a fucking mafia guy and he's over here shooting guys in the head, you know, with zero remorse.
Yeah, no, but you know, some people do take, like some actors take roles that probably,
yeah, no, you
they don't
you
agree take, with anything, but they take the roles.
Yeah, you take the role because it's suited into sort of the character that you kind of fit into, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's really how you feel, but you know, maybe you just play that well. So that's why, I don't know, it's kind of different when it comes to like somebody, I don't know. I feel like it's different. I don't know if I even answered your question. I feel like I was dancing around it a lot.
No, well, it's a tough. I mean, because I've thought about it, and I'm just like, I don't know. Because
can you re-ask the question so I can give you a more direct? I don't know.
Which, like, well, really, I guess what I've been thinking about is like, it's a lot of, do artists really have a responsibility to worry about like their, even entertainers in general, to worry about their audience, especially when it comes to, and I'm saying more because some of these guys have younger audiences, right? Yeah. But the very quick turnaround answer that I always hear is like, well, most of these guys complaining is like their parents. So that has nothing to do with, like, if you want to blame anybody, it should be probably the parents, right? They'll turn around and just say, well, you have the power to just say like, you can't listen to this. Or I mean, some really, of these kids also can't afford these shoes on their own, where they would have to ask
I feel like, their parents yeah, but I to feel buy. Like the whole the parent thing is like, that control only goes so far, because I mean the kid's gonna go to school and do whatever the fuck he wants anyway, you know what I mean? Like they can say like, oh, you can't listen to, like, yeah, my dad didn't like fucking hip-hop, so in the house we weren't listening to it, but whenever we'd leave, you know, you got your headphones on, had the CD player, even the fucking tape player way back, and fucking, you know, you just jam out, walk into the school bus, and you get to school and you're hanging out with your friends, you're talking about whatever songs are coming out and all this stuff, you know, whatever movies. It's like, once you leave the house and once you're away from your parents, they don't have control over you. So I don't feel like that's really that big of a restraint, I guess might be the word I'm looking for. I don't know.
I don't know. That's why I just wanted to get your perspective. I've been thinking about it. I'm like, I don't fucking know. Dude, I don't know which one
does
is right.
If it does an artist, I feel like an artist has a responsibility to, I guess, just bring the truth out of, yeah, I don't know, because I don't do music. It's not my thing.
Because one of these things is also like one of the arguments I think that one of the attorney had was, well, they also came out with the Jesus Jordans. I don't know if you've
these
seen
same, these same clowns?
Yeah, actually, it actually was the
I hope the Nike same takes company. All of their fucking money. I really do. As huge as a corporation as Nike is, I still hope they take all their fucking money. This kind of stupidity.
Yeah, it was like
you can't just
fudge.
This is ridiculous. How embarrassing is it for their brand to have like?
My God, I keep going into the same thing.
A shoe that like that is a complete misrepresentation of their company. I would be absolutely furious. I'd be like, why the fuck? Who would launch a sneaker? Like a basketball shoe with human blood in it. What sense does that make?
Like nobody. I think that's why they were like, "Whoa, we didn't sign up for this. Yeah, we didn't know you guys had this." Like nobody sent us the
CEO, whoever it was. It probably didn't even make it to the CEO's level. It was like probably some middle management guy was just like, "Send every lawyer we have. Just wipe this off the fucking planet, okay? Yeah. Don't ever let some shit like this happen again. Sue the shit out of
them." Cuz first they sued them, and then so they won at least for the restraining order that a federal judge came out with.
Restraining order.
Yeah, they came out
within 1,000 miles of the Nike factory or something.
I actually don't know why they called it a restraining order. That's what
maybe that is. Maybe because
I don't know, cuz I would think, well, no matter maybe, what it was, it was definitely
maybe
an order.
They frequent the factory a lot, you know, because they do tours and stuff like that. People like to go to that stuff. People that are
yeah, this was an order for the for it to like stop further sales,
right?
Of the shoe, because people already got them. Really? Some people are like, they already got them. Oh yeah, they so there was an unboxing like the first or second day after it was released.
Oh my! That makes it so much better for like this for the side of. Fuck these idiots. It's it makes that so much stronger, because if they already released them and they already made a profit on it,
so yeah, some really people fucked. Bought them already and they haven't received them. There's the people that already received them, yes. And there's the people that haven't received them but they paid for it, and then it's like,
how much were
so,
they?
And they're like $1,000 bucks. So plus shipping and all that stuff is
make it $2,000.
Over a grand. Yeah, it's definitely like a grand on their own, and then you add the other stuff. But it's just crazy. Yeah. So these people wasted that money, and then Nike said, no, this is not what we signed up for. Judge said, okay, stop the sales, and these guys are like, no, but I already.
I already
gave my money. Come
on, give me the shoes with the blood in them. Come on, man. Yeah. What do you, don't hold that on me.
Which I don't wonder. I still don't. I don't want anything with somebody else's blood. Like
even
I already
my
get,
own blood. I wouldn't want my own blood in my. Like what? My. It's
that's
my
one of
blood.
The first thing I thought about. I was like, body. I don't know how you are when you know they do like the physical right, so they have to take the blood work.
Mm.
But I would usually look away. Like what? You know, once I see. The needle, because I at least like to see, you know, like anticipate that when it's going in, so I can get ready. But once
I'm like
it's
the opposite,
it's,
yeah.
Oh no,
I'm the opposite. I look at it and I'm like, oh, it's my blood. No,
no, no, no. I'm so like, dark. I don't want to see it.
I look away for the needle. Like I look at the needle, and then as they're right before they'll put it in my arm, I'll look away because I'll be like, just hit me with a surprise so that you know you don't tense up.
Oh, you don't make it worse.
So I'll look away. Bam! They stick in that humongous syringe in the arm, and then I'm like, ah, I'm paralyzed, but now I can look.
And then they want to talk to you while that's going on. Is you taking?
I told you about the. I told you about the time when we were in Quantico. Like I got one of the new nurses. And
they where they pricked you up.
Fucking cunt.
I was talking to my boss about that because my mom has the same issue. Like I don't have that. Like I can just literally, I just put my arm and you can see all the veins.
Dude.
But she has that issue where they just kind of like hide.
No, it's like it wasn't. I don't know.
Yours, I know it wasn't. It wasn't hiding. It was just she couldn't. Get it together.
Wasn't hiding. She was just.
I did tell. It's funny because after you told me that story, me and my boss were scheduled to go take the first dose of the vaccine, and we went. And I was telling him about that. I was like, well, at least these guys are actual nurses and doctors. I was like, we usually get the medical, like the military.
Yeah.
Medical guys, so it's just like that's their training is to work on us. Mm-hmm. That's how it's on the job. I was like, I don't need that.
That never
in
made
my
sense
life.
To me. Do you know what I wonder? What about the dentists?
I think they no. What you always would see that
like because they're Navy personnel.
Yeah,
and I was always confused because I didn't want to be disrespectful, just because you know, and then also so I never knew what to call them. I didn't know whether to say sir or ma'am or doctor, and I was just like. After the first time, I'm like, I feel like you're not a doctor, so I'm not going to just give you that title.
That title.
So I just, after that, I kind of just stuck to sir or ma'am. But then once in a while, somebody would be like, oh, I'm Dr. such and such. And I'll be like, are you though? Are you though, really?
It's hard. It's.
I just stuck with the sir and ma'am thing.
Those are always safe.
Because what but I wonder is like, I wonder, because if, just the dentists, like them, right? When they get out. Are they orthodontist? They're not orthodontists if they didn't do the schooling, but like.
I think those guys were actually actual doctors. I don't think they were. They were military folk.
Posers.
Posers, yeah. They're lying to us. But I did get. Was it last week? I think it was last week. I did get my second.
Ooh, how'd that go?
Dose.
Did you die?
I was just tired. My body was literally like, why'd you inject us? Our immune system is fine.
Right.
Like, I don't need this. So my body kind of didn't reject it, but I'm just like, I wasn't, you know how they
it
were
sounds
like
your body definitely rejected it.
You know how they were like, oh, if you get sick, that's a good thing because that means it's working.
Yeah.
My body was like, no, no, we don't get sick.
No, we're fine.
We're fine. So I just slept most of it. Like I did get that. I got like a, you know, one of those headaches that, you know, when you almost get a headache and you kind of feel it like on the horizon, that's the kind of headache I had. It was just there, just here. I felt like it was right here.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I'm waiting for the perfect time. But again, my body was like, no, we're not having any of that. Especially because it was like a Friday and I had to stream. They were like, no, we don't have time for this. But I slept most of the day. I was just really tired. That's what it did to me. But
you weren't like, your body wasn't aching or anything like that, so you're just really tired with a headache.
No,
it's like,
yeah,
kind of like a hangover, really.
Well, that's what a lot of people. My boss was like, she came
you
in.
Sure you didn't just get kind of fucked up the night before.
No, my boss came in. She was like for I think for an hour total because she came back to the office after she got. I didn't come back to that. I came here. So I'm coming home. I'm not doing all this. She came back to the office. She's like, I'm fine. And then an hour in, she's like, I gotta go. She's like, I gotta go lay down. And then she was like. She got told us the next day, she was like, I just felt like joints. Like, she's like, you know how when you go work out for the first time in a really long time, you get like that soreness? And I was it also could be old age. You know, you're getting up there like, at that point where it's just
Do you not like your job anymore?
No. You got to be honest with these guys because then you scare other people who want to get the vaccine. And they're like, oh, I don't want that. It's like, there's at least three of us who already had it. That for sure we were just tired and that was it.
Mm.
We had like a mild headache. Maybe one of them had like a mild fever, but they were I felt fine.
So then the nanobots, they just go straight to your head then. So that must be what the headache is.
Yeah, that's what I, because I think they're attempting to break in. That's the hacking process.
Oh, they definitely did.
Yeah, I was like, when people brought that up, I said, I still stand by. I'm okay with them. They already do it. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but like they do it, but I like, at least it's not in my body. So if I choose to leave my phone at home, for example, it's like, okay, you can't track me because fuck you.
Oh, they got these cameras everywhere now.
Oh yeah, but I mean, you know, you're not looking for me. You know, I didn't do anything. You're not looking for
me. Back in the day, I feel like it was really easy to get away with crime.
Oh yeah, for sure. They had no technology. Do you know how often I think about like the old West and how it is? It's easy to just like. Well, first of all, there was dueling, which was okay apparently. I keep forgetting to look more into it. But like, there's rules and shit. But like, the fact that was okay. Like
but it was like a gentleman
standard. It's just standard practice. It's like we have a disagreement. Let's go outside and we will shoot each other, and whoever dies is the loser. Okay, agreed.
And everybody was casual about it. They were just what happened to Bill?
It's like, well, look, a free show. Here we go. Who's going to win this one, Walter or Bob? Kabang! Oh, Walter's
then
dead.
Then one of them died, and it was like, well, it makes sense because they had issues. They resolved it. I mean, it was the better.
And you
man
know what's
day.
Funny?
Boom.
The dude that wins the duel never has to clean up the body.
No, they just leave it. That's. Yeah.
Another
automatically thought that when you said audience, I was like, who's going? Like, does anybody just disperse or anybody's like, get
it's
me
like,
too?
All right,
you know,
that. And then I guess, well, what are they called? And then I guess the Undertaker would have to come out and just sort of pick him up, put him in the fucking coffin, take him, clean him up.
I think they would just have graves digged and just be just like they would be dug so that they would be ready to go.
I don't know, at all times. Like, yeah, but like. In those times.
Because that's a whole process. Like, you're telling me, I know it's spontaneous, but I know, but they scheduled it, though, as well.
So it's so easy. It was just so much easier to be an outlaw in those times. I mean, to rob a fucking train, you know what I mean?
Yep.
There wasn't, you couldn't just call the police. Like, hey.
And it wasn't really too much, like, you had to do a lot. Also, it was like, they only had, like, a gun and a bandana. And boom, you're done.
What more do you need? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on the train, rob a few people, and there you go.
Now people find any like the whole fuck with cats thing.
Oh God, I don't even want to get into that. God damn it.
I mean, people just find every social media and all that stuff.
I've never seen that shit. I didn't even want to. Dude, on my way home just now, I was I did a little hike right before coming out here. And I was coming back. So I hit Ralph's on the way back. And I don't even know why. I'm just giving you extra information now, I guess, to really build it up. But I'm coming back and I'm heading towards my apartment, and then there was just some random dude just lost his mind. Drugs, obviously. This is LA after all. And he was in the middle of the street. Damn, if I could describe it to you better. So Hollywood Boulevard right here, right? And then there's a street right before mine. And then there's my street. So I'm just kind of walking up. And he's on the street right before mine. Just losing it. Straight up having a conversation with himself in different voices. And started... punching the figment of his imagination. So he got in an actual physical fight within whatever he was seeing. And I'm just like, okay, fuck you, dude, whatever. I just keep walking, minding my own business. And then as I passed him, maybe like 5 seconds later, he like goes even more off the handle and runs into the street, into oncoming traffic. And so I kind of like turn around and I'm just like, oh, Jesus. Oh, man, I kind of hope he gets hit. I genuinely was like, yeah, I really kind of hope he gets hit this way. At least somebody will get to see something cool. Some of these tourists will get to be like, oh, I was in LA. I saw somebody get hit by a car, you know? But what's it called? I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, no. So, like, me, I'm like, I don't even want to fucking give this guy any attention, whatever, right? I'm just going to keep minding my own business. But I kind of kept looking back to see if he got hit. But, you know, obviously he's being loud, and it's the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. Yeah. In a big tourist area, so people are like looking, everyone's pulling their phones out, starting to fucking like, oh, let's see what's gonna happen. It's like, can't you just experience it and not have to photograph every single fucking thing? Just take it in, see what it is. Because who the fuck wants to see this anyway? Who wants to see a fucking crazy person losing their shit in the middle of the street? It's like, dude, you just anytime
unless,
you want to see that, go.
Unless he gets hit.
If he gets hit, then it's worth it.
We want to see that. Yeah,
but no, it's Hollywood Boulevard, so the traffic's not really going that fast. So it's like, even if he did get hit, it wouldn't be as animated as it is in my head, where it's like, boom, and he got rolling over the car.
That's exactly what I thought,
You know, it would just, it's like the cars are going like maybe 15, 20, so he'll probably just get like, you know what I mean? Get a little hit and be like, think it's fake, and he start punching the car or something, and then the other guy will get out, and it's LA, so no one's going to shoot each. Well, maybe.
No, they're not going to shoot.
Yeah, they won't shoot out here.
I think I had that a conversation recently about that, but I'm going to let you finish your...
No, that was it. It's just...
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, that was just it. Like, nothing even happened. He just ran out into the street, and I just kept minding my business. I was just like, all right, well...
No, yeah, I was talking Oh, go ahead.
No, I just the really surprising thing is usually it's... they look more beat up. You know what I mean? They got raggedy clothes and shit. Yeah. This dude was in regular street clothes, and he was wearing a mask. And, like, I thought he was with a group of friends because he was, like, losing his shit, like, over here, for example.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, four people in a group at, like, the tobacco store. So they're just, like, chilling right here. And it looked like they were together because they're, like, all looking at him. And I'm walking. He's losing his shit. I look at him. And they're just, they give you, like, that look like, you know, he's not with us. You know what I mean? They flashed me one of those. And I was just like, are you sure? He's pretty close to you guys. And you guys are kind of, like, standing there. They're just like, nope.
Like, he might be new. He might be newly.
Might be the new guy.
So so everybody else, like everybody else, is just like, and the other guys, the other homeless, are just like, look at this guy.
They're just like, what? Why'd you bring him, Tyrell? Why? Yeah, like, and he's just like, why? We know this is a trial run. All right, this shit doesn't count.
You gotta give everybody their shot. But yeah, no, I was talking to one of our peeps here, and. They're from Chicago, and I was like, it's so different the way that people handle situations. I had heard it on a podcast, and it really made me think. I was like, that's actually completely true. People that were like, especially on the East Coast, is completely different from the West Coast when it comes to dealing. Like, if you think about New York and Chicago, it's like you see people get into altercations all the time, just like swearing at each other or whatever, and then they go about their business. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where in LA, it's like you have one bad experience and it stays with you the entire day. You're not going to do anything. There's not like there's not a huge fight or anything. But even the smallest little bump, it's like you think about it all day. You're just like, that's that person. Yeah. Like that's why that's why when you were talking about like even people that like, oh, you get like road rage and stuff like that. Somebody cuts you off and then like. You have this screaming match and all this stuff, and you're just like, people take that. I know from, I think because I left like before, like really I got into my mature years that I haven't stuck with that. But I'm like, yeah, no, that is like, I still have that a little bit that in me. It's like, if I do run into an issue, depending what it is, I'll think about it. Where it's like when we went to New York, I remember like, so many people were like, there was like, I don't know where we were exactly. I don't know if it was Manhattan or, because I know we were in Queens for a little bit. But there was like no lanes, right? There was no specific lanes, whatever, like drawn. It was just four imaginary lanes, like trying to get in front of each other. That was, yeah, there was just luxurious. This huge, so everybody just going.
Have you ever seen that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer adopts a highway and he's like, I'm taking out the lines. Oh, so he paints over the lines and Elaine is driving. He's like, ooh, wide lanes. This is so luxurious.
That's exactly what it's the same it thing. Is. And yeah, I would see people like, you know, honking, yelling out the window and, but they just move on with their day. Like right after that second, after it's done, you move on with it. You just continue talking about what you were talking or you go about your business. And that doesn't happen in LA. Like that, you know why, it doesn't.
I'll tell you, and it's good for you because you just kind of get it out instead of like bottling it up, which they say is bad, which I don't believe in. I think you should absolutely bottle up all your emotions. It's the best. But for that specific... For that specifically, I think it is better to just let it out, man. Because what you just then you're not holding on to it. Just like you said, you have the fucking fight. You're like, you're a fucking. I gotta go back to the store, man. I forgot to buy strawberries.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just go back about your business. And I think that's that specific thing. I think that is the right thing to do. It's just like Let it out. Let it out, man. And then continue on your day. You don't have to,
sometimes the other guy really wants to get froggy, so you got to fucking get down and see what's up. But it's not a rare occurrence, but it's not regular and it's not really rare. It's like right in the
I've seen much of that.
Well, it depends on who you're with. I'm thinking about a specific, probably one of the more recent times it's happened was maybe last year or 2 years ago. I was home and I wasn't driving. A friend of mine was driving, and then our other buddy was in the back seat, and the guy in front of us kind of stopped short. And my friend had his kid in the car, and so he stopped short, and then my buddy got like really mad, fucking opens his window. He's like, "Hey, fuck you!" Da da da. And the other guy started going, and he stopped again, as if he was gonna get out. So we're all kind of sitting there, like, "All right, I guess we're doing this." So I don't remember what he said, but he was like talking shit, my friend. And then the other dude like opens his door. Like, all right, cool. So we all open this. All. He has one door open. He sees three doors open. After like 2 seconds, he just closes the door and fucking drives off. And it was just like, it's just one of those situations where could have ended very badly for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, it's like when stuff like that happens, you really have to like make sure you're on even playing field. Yeah, it's tough, you know?
From a car. I think if you get an altercation like the street, you have time while the yelling is going on and the insults are flying to really size somebody up and say, is this the right, who's he with, how many people he got, like, all that stuff.
Nowadays, these fucking animals, nobody wants to fight fair. You know, they all want to fucking dive in and have their buddies jump in when you're getting
That's why it's called street fight. It's just, there is no rules in street fight.
I know, but you got no fucking class. Let these two idiots fucking do. Let them have their fight, and then you mind your own, not mind your own business. I mean, encourage your friend.
No, I think you were about to say it. It's the dueling. That's what was the beautiful thing about dueling. It's like it was one on one, two people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We don't have that anymore. Very, very, very good life lessons that were spewing.
Forward thinking, people. All right? Let it out. Let the aggression out. And if somebody gets shot, What are you gonna do?
I mean, what you gonna do?
Yeah. If you're not a crim and you're legally allowed to own a weapon, I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, I think.
I was just in Florida. I was just in Florida like 2 weeks ago, and it's like, all right, there's a gun show. Let's go.
Yeah, but didn't South Beach get like a curfew? I don't know if you were out there during that time.
I remember hearing about
especially because of spring break, not
this last time, but the time before that. They're definitely I was hanging out with my sister. Or somebody. No, I think my buddy Alex. I don't know. I was there, and then somebody was telling me about a curfew. I was like, what the fuck's the matter with you? You know where you live? What are you talking about, a curfew? And they're like, there's a curfew. I'm like, yeah, well, what are they going to do? They can't take you to jail. What, are they going to give you a fine? I'm like, yeah, give me the fine. After the cop leaves, I'll kindly throw it in the garbage and go about my business, because I'm not going to. You can't tell people that you can't be outside. I mean, where are we living here? You know what I mean? This isn't fucking communist China where they're fucking slaughtering, what, Muslim Asians over there and locking them up in concentration camps and shit, you know?
I'm trying not to think about that.
I don't know. It just randomly pops into my head. I'm just like, what the hell is going on over there?
Who knows? Got nothing to do with me. Can't change the world. I only change so much in life.
You can't please everyone.
And that's why this whole shoe thing.
That's different, though. I mean, I think there's a universal understanding that that's a fucking really stupid thing, with the exceptional few morons that actually paid the money to have that because they were going to wear them. I think it's a pretty universal understanding that that's a stupid fucking thing to do, and you're a moron for doing it.
No. I mean, I thought it was stupid, but try not to. After having, like, friends. Like David, you know, with his man bun and everything. I try not to judge as much as possible. Try to keep an open mind.
That's the thing. Like, I don't judge, right? You know, I meet everybody, hang out with whatever. But when you do something stupid, I'm going to let you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy. I mean, I think we talked about it like a couple episodes ago about, like, there are some, when you become a certain amount of big, and you have money around you and you have popularity, like mm-hmm. you almost run out of real friends where genuinely oh, they yeah. would say like, this is dumb.
This, like, you this know is that's a stupid, right? Yeah, this is a really stupid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, once when you have fewer, yeah, it's like once you get to that level and you have like fewer and fewer people being genuinely honest with you, yeah. saying like, "Don't do that." It's you know, it could be pretty easy to fly off the handle, because
yeah.
if nobody's telling you that, then you're just like, you know what, I will fill up a empty if everybody vodka is gassing
you
piss. Up
and telling you that you're the greatest, yeah, you're gonna be doing whatever you want.
Yeah, you'll be like, well, the first stupid thought that comes in your head, you're gonna think it's brilliant because nobody's opposing it. So yeah, yeah. I'm gonna run with it. But I don't think. I mean, personally, I don't think that kid's on that level, right? He's just an idiot.
I don't know. People, I mean, I don't know because I don't listen to that kind of music and I don't.
Could you know my other question was? Sorry to cut you off, but is like Nas like okay with this kid like using his?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, Lil Nas X, what is he like? Is that his nephew or something? Is that his kid?
No, I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I never really looked into it. I was just kind of curious. I was just like, he's supposed to be. I never liked him, which, you know, I don't give a fuck. I didn't like his music, but I knew of him. I knew he was a big deal in that community, and I was just like,
who, Nas?
Yeah,
I like this stuff.
Yeah, I didn't really like it, and whatever. And but I knew he was a big deal, and mm-hmm. I'm not gonna sit here and deny that, but. When there's like a new kid, especially now with like the mumble rapping, how that every other rapper who actually does like make good music takes, you know, has a problem with the mumble rapping because it's like this is talentless garbage. You're not saying anything. You're not doing. You're just going on there and going with the beat. It's like that's not a talent. Anybody can do that. Yeah. So I would think that there must have been some kind of incident between them where he spoke out and said like. This fucking stupid son of a bitch has nothing to do with me. He just stole my name, and he's trying to use it to make his own, make himself more popular. That's it. I have no affiliation with this cocksucker whatsoever.
Although I don't know when somebody establishes himself in that way already, it's kind of like you don't need. Because I didn't even put those two together, just because being familiar a little bit with Nas and not being whatever familiar with. Little Nas X. I just don't draw those two. Like if somebody started to use, which a lot of people do, the little, just add the little to whatever other names. And there's a lot of rappers that kind of like those names.
It's funny, yeah.
Happen to cross
it like,
over.
It was happening for a really long time. Everybody's using little, yeah. And like stopped for like a period, yeah. And now it's like picking back up again.
It's picking back up. It was like I want to say like early 2000s or mid 2000s. It was like very hot.
Yeah,
to use the exactly. Lils, and then it kind of stopped, and then everybody's like, no, but we're bringing.
Yeah, they're like, we're bringing it back, man. Except it's like all unimaginative garbage, and it's just
it is, but good. That's kind of like, not to, just because I'm just not that way. I don't do well with talking trash, so I don't, not to put any of these guys down, it's just because I don't listen to them or anything like that, but fuck, some of the stuff I listen to, and I'm like, but this is garbage. Like maybe just to me, but they are so popular and they're doing how they're influencing this generation. It's crazy to me when I look at certain things, like just the same way that we have talked about like TikTok videos, mm-hmm. Good on them for being able to market the way they have marketed their what I think is kind of like talentless content. Yeah. But good for them. Like, I'm not going to be like, this needs to go down. That's on them. Like, that's the audience that they're going after. I'm way too old to be looking into that stuff anyway. So I don't care. It's not for me. I have other stuff that I watch.
I mean, you're not too old. For Christ's sake, you're what, 26?
It really seems... No, for come on. And I'm not going to put my age out there either. But I'm not 26. I wish. But it's to the point where I'm just like, no, this is for like people that are still in high school. And that's where this stuff is. I mean, the guys, the content creators of those, though. Like, no, the people that the number one star, if it's still like true, the number one person on TikTok who has the most followers is like 17 years old. And I think she got on there when she was like, not started making videos, but like got to the top when she was like 16 or 15. Like, we're talking about, these are young people who are making. I don't know, because once you see one video, it's the dancing thing, right?
This thing and the doing. You know, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, those things are.
I've started seeing some of them, but not like I'm not like that into it. It's like it's basically like I liked one video because I liked the song, so I wanted to like look up the song so that I'd have that, you know, in the likes, whatever. It will come up again, and I'll be like, oh, I found it, and that's it, and I'll never pay attention to it again. But I mean, that was it.
Some of these songs have good, like, not remixes, but they alter them in a very good. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They add some sounds or something like that. The worst part is that it's not them doing it. It's just they grabbed it from somebody else and they just made a video. And that's
dancing
to me. I'm just like, that's. I don't know. It just in my view, but that's. But you know, it's not tailored for me. I know it's not. That's not. I'm not the person that they're like. I wish that person is watching, or that even that age. It's really not that this age anymore. It's the younger, literally younger generation that's coming up that have. They all have now. I noticed they all have like the same haircut. Because once you've seen one, it's like you've seen all of them. And it's to me, it's insane.
Mm.
But like I said, it's not, I know it's not for me, and I don't want it to be for me. So like good on them. So I'm pretty sure whoever his fan base is like hurt that this is happening, because he's almost like also standing like with the LGBTQ. All
right.
That's plus, no, I think they have the premium on it.
The premium. Yeah. Only if you're a
premium
paying,
subscription.
If you pay, for, then
which is great that he's at least like in that. And to me, in that regard, I think that's like okay, yeah. Like,
they've been treated
a certain way.
Yeah, but do you think that all of the LGBT community is like, yeah, for sure, we want this guy on our side?
No, I don't think so. I don't think everybody is, but you know, I think there are some.
I feel like the general majority of them are like, no, he's not. He doesn't represent us. He doesn't, because
this was kind of like, almost, like I said in the beginning, it's kind of like his stand against, like the Christian church, and
but why
history has taught us how they feel.
What happened so long? Was he an altar boy or something?
But that's probably his own. I don't know, but I mean,
why would you?
I think he has said like, people telling him he'll go to hell because he's gay,
right,
and not being accepted, even though a lot of people do believe, and I think that is true. I'm not religious, so. Goes beyond, you know, goes over my head, but the relationship that you have with God is your personal relationship, right?
Right.
So not anybody else's.
Sure.
That's what, right? That's what at least most ish, if I don't say should, it's what I hear mostly preached. So for somebody to tell him how his relationship with God is going, like, no, you're going to hell because he doesn't like you because you're gay.
But the thing is,
and stuff like that, and being told that repeatedly, that's kind of
if that's the case. And if you like, for example, like if you know that that's kind of the way it is, it's like your own personal relationship with God. Then, why would you go so far out of? Why would you go to this length, to just give the Christian church the finger this way? Like you really? I don't know. It's for me. It's weird.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. Why would you go this far out of you if you're already successful, and like you're doing well? I mean, I get.
That would be enough for me.
I guess just to stay popular, to stay in the spotlight, you know, just to keep doing wild and stupid shit like that.
That's also true.
But that's not an excuse for like shit like that. Because like, yeah, it's there are fucking impressionable little kids who don't know any better, and they're gonna see this shit and be like, oh no, this is so cool. And they're like, no, it's not fucking cool. You're walking around with shoes that have someone else's blood in them. Like, why would you? How is that appealing in any way? Why would you want that?
That just makes you feel.
What are you gonna do with that? You're gonna wear them to basketball and then fucking maybe break it a little bit. Somebody else is gonna fall, get scrape their arm on it, and now hey, they have AIDS, right? I don't know.
Hepatitis,
COVID.
It might be in there.
Oh, COVID. Well, that's respiratory. So apparently you'll be fine.
No droplets in there. Somebody just breathed. Took a nice breath in there.
Yeah, as they inject the thing in there. into the shoe. There you go, right, motherfucker. The there's your $1,000.
Jesus, it's hot now. All right.
Things are heating up.
I'm going to open my window, but I don't like the sound that comes through. All right, well,
nature.
No, it's horrible. I'm like,
yeah, right, well, traffic noise out there too.
I know. Well, your neighbor at least isn't yelling this time.
Not today.
Not today.
Maybe he's gone.
So we'll be back next week, per usual. I don't know if you're watching it, but David and I are watching it. So you guys go and see our little recap and review of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I heard it's actually pretty good.
It's actually very good. I thought the other day to myself, maybe I'm being biased because I like Marvel. I just like the stuff that they come out with. But no, I was watching yesterday. I was like, no, this is good.
Yeah, that's the thing. You see, I can be unbiased because I liked WandaVision, but I don't really like the Winter Soldier. Right?
The movie or the...
The movie and...
The show.
The whole Captain America, like, it's not for me.
Yeah, no,
like,
I
only watched it just to be able to, like, follow the storyline and everything. But, yeah, like, when it came to, like, you know, Iron Man or Thor and stuff, it's like, it's not even a competition.
Like, yeah, no.
Captain America, the whole story thing, I'm like, eh, it's whatever. Like, yeah, I know who he is and I get it, so... I'm not really interested in the Falcon.
Well, he's
and the
thankfully
Winter Soldier.
Not in this. So
not Captain America himself. I mean, just the whole kind of idea.
The actual character.
Yeah, the character and all that shit. So symbol. For me, it was kind of whatever. But I'll check it out eventually. Not as quickly as I did WandaVision, because I enjoyed WandaVision. But
yeah, this one's only supposed to be, I think, 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. And it's only the third one, so it'll be kind of easy to binge through.
I've been hearing good things. Everyone's saying like it is really good. Some people are saying it's better than WandaVision, so I'm like, yeah, you know.
The reason why is because it just has more action.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's the reason why people are like, oh, it's way better. And it's like,
yeah, yes, God forbid you should have to think a little bit more.
Yeah, either think or actually enjoy the acting that is going on other than just fighting.
No. We need explosions, man. Explosions and all this.
But no, it's good on character development and all that stuff. You know, we'll be coming out every Monday, Thinking Out Loud, every Wednesday with David and Nick. And what was the other? Oh, we got a lot of things going on. So I'm trying to remember the stuff that we got. But yeah, we got some stuff brewing. Another reason why I had to take some time off of this. Streaming, mostly Destiny, just because right now I've been locked on to Destiny. But yeah. You can check out our videos at the RDG. You can also listen to us in case you don't want to see my face because you can't see Grinch's. Go to Spotify, Apple Podcast, and we have an Anchor. We got all the links down below. And so, till next time,
like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, do all that jazz.